This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Info operatives do not want you to take political action. They want to freeze you right now, believing everything's fine. It's not. Trump is not in a secret location in Texas. He's surrounded in the White House. That is not a CG video. The president did concede the election yesterday, last night. We're going to roll that footage for you in a minute, but I want to put on screen right now the live show headline, and I want to tell all of you, you must send it to your entire email list. You must send it on your entire text message list. You must tell people the truth of what happened must get out, or the globalists could actually sink the country. I know what happened to Trump. I know how to stop this with 12 days. They're doing everything they can to hack us and bring us down right now. The websites are barely up. Breaking. Law enforcement confirms Antifa posed as patriots led the storming of the Capitol, initiated the storming of the Capitol. Look at the other subheadlines. Tune into this emergency transmission if you want to save the Republic. Pence threatened Trump yesterday. The 25th Amendment removal if he did not concede. Remember, Wednesday night, I told you from our sources in the Capitol and in the U.S. Army and in the White House that Trump could concede as early as that morning. He did in the afternoon, right as I was getting to the airport in Washington, D.C. in that evening. Now, this is not CG. This happened. And the reason it's important to admit it happened is Trump got buffaloed and threatened the 25th Amendment, and he didn't know that they gave briefings to the congressmen that over 100 Antifa were on record coming there to pose as patriots to try to lead an assault on the Capitol. I didn't figure they could trick patriots to do it, but the police stood down, we now know. We have the footage of that. It's all coming up. Not all the police were bad, but others stood down. Then the security for the senators killed the woman and others. So they opened the door for this. It's kind of like leaving a loaded gun out for a three-year-old or leaving, you know, grease on the stove with a fire under it. And, you know, did you really burn the house down or did you just forget? Well, you can say I forgot, but no, you really burned it down. And so they did it. We got all the proof, and it turns out the New York Post has talked to law enforcement, confirming what I told you that evening and what I've been telling you in the last 48 hours. And so it's huge. And instead, oh, it's all Trump's fault. Oh, he got the big crowd there to do this. No, he was not even done speaking. He hadn't even started speaking before Antifa, dressed up as patriots, started attacking with another contingent of older-looking people who I believe will end up being a militia controlled by feds. And militias are constitutional. They're not bad. I'm not saying militias are bad. I'm saying they lead them, they set them up, and they create false ones. And looking at the MO, the body language, the gear, the behavior, I believe it'll be a militia led by feds. That's my prime analysis, almost always exactly accurate. But with the Antifa, we know their names. We know who did it because they bragged about it, and they got all the snuff film footage. They got all the footage of what really happened there because they were on the front lines. But there was another ingredient that allowed this to happen. It wasn't just the Antifa. It wasn't just the sheet-dipped militia. It was the Q. The Air Force veteran, a wonderful woman, Mrs. Babbitt. Loved her country, believed she was storming it under Q orders of the president. And so it was the Q people right behind Antifa that did this. And that is the facts. It doesn't mean if you like the Q stuff, you're bad. It doesn't mean that anything esoteric, like, oh, drive your dump truck to the Hoover Dam, drive your train off the thing into the ship, you know, Hillary secretly in Gitmo, Trump's invincible, Pence is on our side, Attorney General Barr's on our side. Everything's wonderful. Go to sleep. Trump's invincible. Don't worry about voting. And now you see it. So there you go. There you go. You had the Pied Piper of Antifa and this other shadowy group Lead the children into the water. Lead the small minds who are just waking up into oblivion. And now the Republic hangs by a thread. Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, January 8th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are broadcasting worldwide, fighting the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. I am sworn to defend the Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I will always be true. I will always give you my best information. But I do make mistakes. And we got sucker punched, and we got taken to the cleaners by Antifa and the deep state. They scored a devastating victory so far with what they pulled off on Wednesday, grabbing victory from the jaws of defeat against us. It's important to recognize my failure and some of our failures so that we don't fail next time. And that's okay, because we're the men in the arena. We're the women in the arena. We're fighting. It's not our fault what happened. But Antifa said they were coming by name from New York City, in D.C., from Miami, from Minnesota and Michigan, from Arizona, from L.A., from Portland, Oregon, from Seattle, Washington, from San Francisco. They came, they wore their pink gas mask as a sign. They even posted videos leading the attack into the building, smashing as they went. And they had a mysterious group of men with orange beanies working with them with military precision. And when the riot police then attacked the general crowd, more surged forward, and the riot police opened the gates to the people to go into the Capitol. And we have all that footage. We're going to show you all of that footage here today. But it's not just that. Congressmen have come out on record. Mo Brooks and Gates, and said they were briefed that Antifa was planning to pose as patriots and do it. That's what Matt Gaetz gets into as well. Well, now we have the New York Post. We can put it on screen. Saying two people were arrested. They've confirmed we're posing as Make America Great Again people with Make America Great Again hats. We have them. Now, here's the deal. I was stepping up and helping pay for the event on the 4th or the 5th. Peaceful speakers, good, wonderful, standing up, demonstrating as Americans have a right to do. And I helped get things set up and helped get donors and things paid for Trump's event with all the little old ladies in their fur coats and the rest of it. But 800,000, a million people couldn't get into that 30,000 person event on the ellipse. There were people there with bullhorns leading them, saying, Alex Jones says come do this. Alex Jones says go to the Capitol now. We're now learning. Trump says come. Then Trump announces, I'm going to be there. The crowd hears that. They're watching on their phones, going back 5,000, you know, I'm not kidding, yards, it was just, or more, way past the monument and everything else. They start marching. So they were going to have me leave 20 minutes before Trump left to lead the march. Everybody already left or was leaving. I get in the middle of the march. And I'm giving the speech as I march, be peaceful, Let's, you know, go there. Let's surround it peacefully. Let them know our numbers. And I get there, and I see smoke. And I see people clashing. And I see all these terrible things going on. What are we showing Ted Cruz here for? I mean, I don't care. I just wonder, is that important? Because I'd like to have that information. Thanks. Looks interesting as hell. So give me a note on it. Thanks. So all of this is going on. And I climb up on top of a pallet of chairs. And tear gas has hit me in the face. Well, that's already intensified my regular cough. And some of the crowd listens to me, and I'm like, hey, our stage where we're supposed to have a permanent event that Trump's going to come to, because that was the hope, and he said he was on the other side. I lead them around. The police come up. They go, Jones, they've already breached this side too. And I said, well, I want your permission, because I'm not going to get in the middle of this. You say I rioted. I want to have your superior tell me that you want me to go up there and try to get them to come down and come out. They came back 5-10 minutes later and said, absolutely. So I went up there and I did it. That footage you're seeing is from when I'm on Constitution Avenue and before the march began, but whatever. So that's what unfolded later. So I'm going to do my best here on air to lay all this out. But what I really want to put out to you, yeah, that's the Capitol. Your TV viewer, you can see that. Remember, radio listeners, you hear me commentating a lot. I'm commentating for what we're showing that you obviously can't see on radio, but the folks at band.video and infowars.com can. It adds that extra layer. But again, I'm going to stop narrating and I just get to my main point. I've never been so stressed out as I am right now, because we can literally save the country. But it's going to take you getting politically active in the information war with the truth, and it's going to take you firing those arrows of peaceful truth at the enemy lies, and it's going to take you doing it right now. So let me tell you what I need you to do, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to go over it all. Pence threatened the 25th Amendment removal of Trump yesterday morning and afternoon, and said, if you don't go take a message decrying your supporters and decrying the whole thing and saying you'll allow a peaceful transition of power to Joe Biden, which you'd already put out as a tweet that morning, we are going to remove you. We have the cabinet votes right now to remove you under the 25th Amendment. They were just looking for the excuse, looking for the pretext. So Trump, with a political gun to his head, went back on, I will never surrender, I will never let you down, I will never back down. And that's because he needed to buy time. And he did say, I don't buy this election, and we'll continue to fight for voter integrity, and that's key. And I know behind the scenes with lawyers all over the country, they're moving forward with laws to block what the Democrats did on November 3rd and what they did on November 5th as well, stealing those seats in Georgia the exact same way. And now they've got the professors and the scientists and the top computer people from MIT and everywhere else. And it's proven. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's why they're so scared, because Trump wasn't conceding. He gave an incredible speech. He was on fire. I was right there in front of him when he gave it. And I admire the president, what he's gone through. It's very fashionable to throw him under the bus. Very fashionable to say how the great man could have done better in the arena, when no one else out there could have taken the heat and the pressure he's done the last 4 years. I couldn't have handled it. And I'm much younger than him. And so it's easy to talk about how the strong man stumbled, but that's not what I'm here to do. There is a way for Trump to defeat this. There's a way for you to defeat this. But it's going to take me getting on the telephone to Roger Stone and General Flynn and other contacts. It's going to take you getting in contact with all your contacts with Trump. And it's going to take getting him not just once, not just twice, but if he gets the message a bunch and thinks about it, he'll go with this, and he's got to do it now. And I got a lot of data that goes into this to know this is the answer. But I began to see yesterday the media hammering it. Oh, there's no Antifa there. Antifa didn't do anything. Antifa didn't storm anything. Even though they got caught, they got arrested, they said they would, it's all there. Now that we have law enforcement confirming it, and I told you this again the day it happened, now that we have the video of it, now that we have the learning that they gave a security briefing saying they're going to pose an attack because they weren't worried about Trump supporters, we now have the proof that they led and triggered out of hundreds of thousands of people, maybe a few hundred morons that did go into the Capitol with the intent to do violence. The others were just, well, the doors are open. I'm a camera person. I'm going to go in and I'm going to cover this. I knew it was a setup. I didn't go in. And I got a lot of people to come off the building. But where I dropped the ball was, I figured Capitol Police aren't going to stand down. Our people are so peaceful. Good luck, Antifa, even posing as our people showing up and doing this. They did get the mob in their energy and their excitement, the mob elements to engage in that. But it was them that triggered it, so they initiated premeditatedly. So did people shoot anybody? They burn the building down like the left does and gets praised? No. They were one-third as out of control as Antifa or BLM, but now the media demonizes them but praises BLM. But that's a side issue. Trump has to come out and now expose this and say we're going to go after the Antifa and the provocateurs and the idiots that followed him. He has to point that out now and reverse it looking like he's to blame. They want to make this his legacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Focused here, and I've got to lay this out just exactly accurately, and I'm a little bit flustered being back in studio and some of the things that are going on. I got a few phone calls I got to make and some documents I got to go over here, and I need to air this anyways to just get this on record, because I've had ABC News call up, CBS News, CNN, all of them, you know, oh boy, you're going to get arrested. You were seen there leading all this and telling people to go in from a distance where you thought you were safe. And they just script all this. They have New York Times articles where I go to fish bowls and eat people's fish. I mean, it's I wear swastika shoes. These people are evil. And they oppress us and they lie to us and they do all this. I show up, I see this, I try to stop it. The left let it. They're total scum, and it's coming out. And Trump's got to expose it. And I'll explain it next segment. But here's some of the footage of when I start down Pennsylvania Avenue, and I'm telling folks, let's be peaceful, let's take our country back. Everybody says, yeah, of course. 99% of them are. We get down there, and you'll see when I arrive, they're already starting to go into the Capitol. I try to lead people to where we had a permit, where we were supposed to go, and then you'll see what happened on the other side there. Here is the footage.
USA! 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 USA!
George Soros, the Democratic Party, said that they would stage a provocateur event, and it looks like they were successful. Trump had just had this amazing speech. He was driving over to lead the people to a real investigation of the election fraud in a 10-day event in Congress. And then, victory is grabbed from the jaws of defeat as this whole spectacle unfolds. The American people know they've been sold out. They know they've been lied to. They know that the mainstream media are nothing but mercenaries of foreign corporations and the communist Chinese.
All right, this full video is like 25 minutes long. It's titled Alex Jones Lays Out What Really Happened at the Capitol. You can see it all there for yourself. We had to bleep some of that for radio stations out there, but it's hard to do when it's a crowd of hundreds of thousands. There's just cuss words mixed in everywhere. But we do try to get rid of that, unlike CNN. I have the Wall Street Journal right here in my hand, other publications. They say that I climbed atop a pile of chairs and the Capitol to say, attack, attack, get them, get the police. I have to sue them. And they don't even care. They're like, we're not retracting. We're going to put your ass in prison. That's who these people are. That's how evil they are. Even the Wall Street Journal's got the knives out. But they mess up in these articles and admit that certain men that appeared to be basically in uniform attacked. Well, we know those guys were connected to the feds and Antifa. And when we come back, we've got the intelligence reports given to the Capitol Police and others. I will tell you, I ran into Capitol Police. They wanted autographs. They wanted to take pictures with me. They really appreciated us the day after. I ran into state police, ran into other local police. They were all on our side. They know what's going on. So on average, the police are really upset about what happened and have figured out what went on. Hell, they knew it was coming before. Then why were they understaffed that day? This was a setup. They all got set up. The police got set up. I got set up. Trump got set up. You got set up. But it's okay. There's a way out of this. Stay with me.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Xtendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Section 2, take 5.
You want to pick up from there?
Section 2, take 7.
And the globalists are really looking for a fight. They're trying to pressure cooker the population, trying to get us into an explosive situation. You know, I need to do a presentation in here, and I Still working on getting the components I need, so I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while. It's no problem. And then once I get those components, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to lay out the path to victory. And I've got some phone calls that I was trying to make during the break that I couldn't finish to General Flynn, to Roger Stone, to Trump, and other people. But I'm not trying to build up suspense here for you on air, building this up. I am simply here speaking directly to you about the path to victory, and I've already laid out most of it. We know Antifa staged this. We know who the groups are. They bragged about it, but the feds are controlled and aren't going to go after them, and that's why they're protected. They did get arrested by Capitol Police. So I'm going to lay all of that out, I promise, next segment, and I'm going to lay out what's coming next with putting us in ghettos if we're conservatives or Trump supporters. That's now being announced. This is martial law training wheels with the checkpoints and the COVID lockdowns and coming to people's houses and the COVID task force trackers and the tracker apps. Those are training wheels on a big old motorcycle to hell. And the training wheels are bad martial law themselves, but what comes next is absolutely hellish, and I'm going to be laying that out for you coming up. You know, Tucker Carlson said the expiration date is up on Trump. The left uses him as a way to energize themselves and take down the country. A lot of times when countries go pure communist, there'll be a conservative that fights them that actually energizes the left. And a lot of people think that's why they let Trump get in. Not that he was a bad guy, but they were doing that same dialectic they've done in other countries. But he overdid it and started beating them, so now they're in pure panic mode. But he says the expiration date is up on Trump. Well, let's say this. If there's a gallon of milk in the refrigerator and it says sell by this date and you're 2 or 3 days past, you smell it, it smells good, that's Trump. Maybe there's a little smell there. He's 75. Nobody's perfect. You get Biden and it's like when you got like a ranch house or a farmhouse or something you hadn't been to in 3 months, you forgot to go back and you see the jug of milk and it's kind of yellow looking. And you go, let me see what it looks like. You take the top off of the sink, and chunks come out. Bleh, 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 totally stinks. You go, oh, put the top on, throw it away. Joe Biden is rotting yogurt, basically. You know, that's what milk turns to on its own. He's solid. You could peel the milk jug, and it would just be this big gelatinous blob shaped like a half-gallon milk jug. So, yes, you could say the expiration date is up on Trump. But then, man, is the expiration date really up on Biden and communism and the New World Order and the pedophiles and all the sick stuff they're doing out in the open? Not down in tunnels. They're not down in tunnels raping the kids. Hell, they're on TV doing it with Drag Queen Storytime. And Tucker knows they're coming for everybody's free speech. They're coming for everybody. He's a good man, and he's really tried to warn Trump about this. You know, I mean, you had the Trump kids, not so much Don, but his daughter and Eric, measuring the drapes for the next five administrations and their dynasty and how they were invincible and, oh, whining and dining with big tech. You know, they didn't need the common rabble out there. There's an elitism to the Trumps, not so much Trump or his dad, but the kids. And so you can get mad at that all day and say, oh, he shouldn't have pushed the vaccine or, oh, he shouldn't. But he was trying to get us out of wars. He was pulling us out of the China deals that were bad. He was being our president, and that pissed off the political establishment. And Trump's had a great will, has been a great champion. But I don't want to abandon Trump because they're going to use that as a giant domino to steamroller all of us and go after everyone, just like I was the domino to fall to lead to all this. And I'm going to explain that next segment. Maybe. Got to get a few more things I'm trying to get. So that's the reality of all of this. Here's a few minutes of what Tucker Carlson had to say.
Much more concerned we are about whether Donald Trump can claim that he actually won Pennsylvania or Arizona or whatever. The Trump protest at the Capitol yesterday is already being used as a pretext for an unprecedented crackdown on civil liberties. Just in the last several hours, we have heard people in positions of power and authority demand that those who support Donald Trump should no longer be allowed to publish books or use the internet or fly on airplanes. Driving cars, holding jobs, staying in hotels, those will certainly be next. And we're barely exaggerating. In fact, we're predicting it. to justify mind-bending, terrifyingly un-American demands like these. They are, as usual, relying on lies and hysteria. What happened yesterday, they're telling us, wasn't simply that a political protest got out of hand after the president recklessly encouraged it. That is, in fact, what happened. But it's not what they're saying. Instead, they're calling it domestic terrorism. CNN describes it as an insurrection. Chuck Schumer likened it to Pearl Harbor. It was really our generation's 9/11. And needs to say it was white supremacy. Today, to name just one small but revealing example, the Berkshire School in Massachusetts, a boarding school that costs $64,000 a year to attend, sent a letter to parents describing what happened yesterday as, quote, these acts of violence and racism. Now, if you're a literal person tied to outdated Western notions of linear thought and fact, that might confuse you. Racism? Whatever you thought about what happened yesterday, what was racist about it? Well, nothing, of course. There was nothing racist about it. The Berkshire School is lying. So is everyone else on the left. Why are they doing that? Simple. They know that if they keep saying it, history will record it as true. They understand, in other words, the power of language, and that's why they try to control language. They know that words have consequences. This is scary. In the face of it, the party that should be stepping in to stop it, to push back, to tell the truth.
The party doing that, the Democrats and Republicans, are not. So, they're all wanting to virtue signal how bad Trump is, and then have Trump go, I'm sorry, don't be violent. They go, oh, see, it's your fault, you let it, it's your fault. And now, we are going to remove you from the 25th Amendment. Oh, come out, say you're sorry, and say you can see your 25th Amendment you. Okay. Now they're going to try 25th Amendmenting, I'd say, next Monday. Because they want the spectacle of repudiating the populism, repudiating America. Trump has to go on the offense now, or they're going to 25th Amendment his ass, I predict, Monday. Let's continue. YouTube, Facebook, and Apple ban Alex Jones. That was in August of 2018, 2.5 years ago. PayPal bans Alex Jones, saying Jones and InfoWars promoted hate and discriminatory intolerance, like the Apple running death camps in China. After banning InfoWars, Shopify e-commerce platform yanks the carpet out from Franklin Armory and other gun stores. Oh, see, it's everybody. And now, PayPal and Shopify remove Trump-related accounts, citing policies against supporting violence. Now they say anyone supporting Trump will be removed and purged, like Jews in Nazi Germany. And they say the official campaign site is banned as well. That is violating the First Amendment and violating election law. But they don't care. It's a communist takeover. His official merchandise site shut down because Trump didn't fight them. And his kids thought they were invincible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I want to bring down the New World Order.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
We now take you on to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the People's Transmission Channel.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are witnessing Satan's full attack. And I have been on the phone with the Flynns. I have been on the phone with many others. And they say Trump is basically in a shell. He is surrounded. And he is basically turning on his supporters. And has been told that he will be 25th Amendmented if he basically says or does anything now. So the President of the United States is captured. He was buffaloed. He was shanghaied. He was bamboozled. He was pressured into this by Mike Pence and his cabinet coming in and screaming at him. And he was shocked that he always has peaceful crowds that this happened. And he doesn't know that Antifa did it, that Congress was given intelligence reports that this was done, or the New York Post is confirming it, and that he's got to come out and say, we're never for violence like Antifa and BLM did, shooting and killing and burning and all the looting around the country that CNN called mostly peaceful. And when I saw this, I thought, my God, I'm shocked some of my supporters did it. Of course I had to cry it. But wait a minute. Antifa led it, these other groups, and the Capitol Intelligence briefing happened, and here's Matt Gaetz, and here's Brooks, and here's other members saying that happened the day before. And so we need to investigate who provocateured this, who initiated this, who detonated it. We know who did it, but he just says we need to investigate it. And he calls on law enforcement to go after all the groups that organized it. Instead, he goes, oh, I'm sorry for what happened. They go, you organized it, you admit the violence, you're banned, the president. And your companies, from PayPal, from major banking systems, PayPal's bought up mostly online merchants. Your campaign's banned from taking money, when campaigns can always take money even after they're out of office for 6 months. That's criminal violation of election law. And they did it to me as a beta test. So as I said this morning and as I said 2 days ago when this all happened, day and a half ago, They're going to come after everybody now with the gulag method. They want to make everybody poor. All essential businesses are non-essential, they say. Small businesses are evil. Churches have to stay closed. Only big globalist companies can stay open. You got to wear a mask. You got to do all this. And then, oh, now the conservatives, they're not allowed to have websites either. So there you go. You had a million people in D.C. conservatively that came there. You had hundreds of thousands, 300,000, 400,000 of the Capitol surrounding the whole thing. Never seen anything like it. And a couple hundred went in. The police opened the gates. They were downsized that day. They were commanded to do it. And then four patriots got killed, and one police officer had a stroke and died. But they sent Antifa in before Trump's speech began to attack with this other mysterious group in orange hats, not red hats, in army gear. And the Antifa, known Antifa, broke in using our flag. Once they got inside, they basically took their hats off. They got caught. And the police have admitted they've been arrested. And they are Antifa posing as patriots. They said they'd do it. Over 100 of them showed up. And they initiated to see what idiots would follow them in the hysteria of the mob psychology. But what is Twitter and Facebook and Google doing? They're suppressing all of this. But you've got banned on video. You can share it now. You can take this live feed, and once this is archived in an hour, you can get out an emergency message to Trump to expose the false flag. Did some idiots follow him in? Mainly Q folks, thinking they were doing under the president's orders. Yes. But the Capitol Police confirmed the day before this was going to happen. We told you it was coming, and then I just thought it would be handled by the Capitol Police, and they wouldn't stand down. We have video of them opening the gates and letting the people in. We've been showing you that video. So Congress was briefed earlier in the day, and the night before as well, that Antifa was going to pose as Trump supporters. I got this directly from folks involved in COG, and they told me about it. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm sure Trump knows what he's doing. But no, Trump's isolated. There's no he doesn't even have anybody supporting him anymore that's in the government. So he just figured they'd have Capitol Security that would just arrest the Antifa, but it didn't happen. And then when the people saw the police and the riot gear, they got suckered into it. So it's like getting one attack dog into a group of other dogs to bite somebody. The other dogs will join in. Animal psychology, human psychology. Here's Representative Mo Brooks laying it out, and we'll go right into Matt Gaetz saying the same thing. Here it is.
There was some intelligence received prior to today that Antifa was going to try to impersonate Trump supporters and attack the Capitol. Now, whether these people who did the actual violence were Antifa or Antifa plus Trump supporters or only Trump supporters or anarchists or somebody else, we really need to wait until an investigation has been conducted and not jump to conclusions when the evidence is incomplete. Sure. But I will add, I have seen evidence that it was fascist Antifa involved. And, of course, you've got people who are dressed up as Trump supporters waving Trump flags. And so I think by inference, it's reasonable to conclude that Trump supporters were also involved. But I would not exclude Antifa at this point, both because of the prior warning and then the evidence that I've seen from the Capitol itself. But having said that, you're right.
Some pretty compelling evidence from a facial recognition company showing that some of the people who breached the Capitol today were not Trump supporters. They were masquerading as Trump supporters and, in fact, were members of the violent terrorist group Antifa. Now, we should seek to build America up, not tear her down and destroy her. And I am sure glad that at least for one day, I didn't hear my Democrat colleagues calling to defund the police.
That's right. And Nadler says Antifa doesn't exist. Remember, he said it doesn't exist. Even though they fund it, they run it, it's raised over $1.5 billion last year. Black Lives Matter, $10.6 billion. Boy, what could we do with that type of money? We run this place for $25 million a year, $30 million a year. Talks a lot of money, folks. Think about these people. Think about it. And it's right out there and open. And there's the New York Post headline. Please put it back up. Everything they say in that headline is true except one word. Two known Antifa members posed as pro-Trump to infiltrate Capitol riot sources in law enforcement. So that's because they arrested a few of them. They were well-known. They tagged their videos with Antifa. They're well-known leaders of it. It's not to infiltrate, to initiate Capitol riots. That's actually what they're saying. And it's the skinny jeans, Antifa guy with the pink bandanas under the black so they know it's them. And now they got another group wearing these weird orange beanies that rushed in to help them. And we're all coordinating. And I talked to cops and military that were there as citizens that said before, because I didn't see this till later on video, they said no. The cops were kind of nice. People came over the green fence. They said, hey, kind of back up. All right, whatever. Just don't go over here. All right, great. Where are we supposed to go? Even the Wall Street Journal admits that. And then all of a sudden, in go these people with the gas mask and in black, and they start, but they had American flags, though, ramming through, and because the Antifa doesn't own baggy clothes and stuff, they all wear skinny jeans, and they start ramming through and getting through, and then the cops come, and should, to crack them on the head, and here comes this group of good old boys all wearing gray and camo and these orange hats, orange beanies, and they go, and even the Wall Street Journal admits, they then rushed in and attacked, and then pulled out, and then everybody else poured in. Of the hundreds of thousands, a few hundred. And who were the few hundred? Almost all of them were in bearskins and weird outfits and Davy Crockett type deals, and they had Q shirts on saying, I am Q Master. We got one of these guys coming on. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he got suckered into it, and I get the doors are open. If he's a journalist, go cover it. But most of them weren't looting. Some people joked around. Did this? I wouldn't go in their offices. I wouldn't dig through people's mail. That's a federal offense. I don't want my house broken into or my office broken into. So there was criminal activity. But they've gone to Josh Hawley's house. They've gone to everybody's house. They've come to my house. They've come to Tucker Carlson's house. And they come and they threaten people and they engage in this. So, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to get prepared and ready. I don't know how long we'll even be here in this climate. We've got storable food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, the biggest, best company out there. This is the last day to get $850 off on a year's supply. There's other big discounts as well. Preparewithalex.com, because things have been so crazy, I've asked them if they can do it. I haven't gotten word back to extend it through Monday because people are ordering food in record numbers. They finally get how serious this is. Before the big rushes happen, before Biden gets in and keeps the country locked down, I would get food locked in at lower prices because I believe inflation's coming. But regardless, it's high-quality, durable food. It's insurance you can eat. PrepareWithAlex.com, and it just links right to InfoWarsStore.com. That's where you get the very best deals out there as at InfoWarsStore.com. But PrepareWithAlex.com links to this page where you get those particularly record-level specials. PrepareWithAlex.com or just InfoWars.com to get all the great supplements that are back in stock. X2 is back in stock. Supernova Vitality back in stock. Living Defense back in stock. So much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. That's an emergency message to Trump. Stay with us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.